What's going on, guys? KT here. We are back with the Touch Talk podcast. A little bit special episode here. I don't normally do sports talk other than racing, normally. But March Madness is probably one of my most favorite times of year. More than actually any other time of year, really, because the spring is right there, and I'm a big spring fan. Summer's probably my number one, but spring is right there. It's close. So let me break this down. Let me tell you about the podcast today, what's going on, and what's happening. This will be an explanation video, and then I'll do one bracket, one region at a time. So it's going to be each day I'm going to be breaking down the picks. So today it's just going to be Tuesday. It'll be the East bracket. Tomorrow will be the rest. I'm just going to give you my picks and then break it down. Actually, the tournament starts. I'm supposed to do it Monday. That's fine. I did Josh. So today, like I said, I'll break down. Maybe I'll break down the East and the West. Tomorrow, I'll break down the other two. And then Thursday, I'll give my reaction as to what happened, how I was doing. Friday, same thing. I'll give my reactions to what was going on. And then Saturday and Sunday, what I'll do is I'll get the correct 32 teams that day of, and then give you my picks. See what happens, and then after that we'll take a break. Monday will be off, Tuesday will be off, and then Monday we're off. Tuesday I'll give you my Sweet 16 picks. Wednesday I'll take a day off, and then Thursday and Friday we do the same thing, and then Saturday and Sunday of the week after March 31st, that week we will also give you picks. So because of this, there's no personal development talks. There's nothing like that. There will still be racing picks. I'm still doing that. But I don't keep track of any of that other than the way I see it, guys. Racing right now, it's an interesting state. I'm not feeling motivated to do it as much, but only because I feel like the same people are winning. And I don't mind that, but I like to see some diversity. So we'll see. But this week coming up, I'm doing this in Martinsville. I think it happened. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So let's get to the picks. We'll do the East. Whatever bracket I like to see. I'm going to go to my bracket app here. And I used to do it on the paper. So I'm going to do the Final Four bracket, because that's the bracket I did with Josh. So we're going to do it. So let's go to the East region. We'll do the West. So the East, we have Duke versus, who knows, either NCC or North Dakota State. Duke will win. No question. Then we have VCU, UCF, tough game. You know, VCU's got good offense. UCF has a great offense, too. Obviously, UCF has Taco Fall. But VCU has more veteran leadership. I got them winning. The next game is Mississippi State Liberty. This is the first of many upset alerts. I don't think it's happening. Mississippi State will just boil down. I really think they'll have a brute strength atmosphere. And the game, even though it's not really a major game for a lot of people, and it's in San Jose, it's not really home field advantage. I mean, the opponent points per game is big, but I just look at Mississippi State, they're more battle-tested. I got them moving on. Virginia Tech St. Louis, this is not an upset alert for me. I think the three-point shooting, and that is actually the last game of the entire tournament, pretty sure, 9:57. It's probably one of the last games being played in San Jose. I don't think Virginia Tech's going to let up. I got them moving on. I just don't see that as an upset game. This is really going to depend on whenever the next game is. Maryland versus Temple or Belmont. I need Belmont to win. If Belmont wins, they're moving on. If they don't, I'm actually picking Maryland. Believe it or not. I don't have any confidence in Temple. So I'm hoping Belmont gets it done. Is it not, then it's like, okay, well, nah, I screwed up. I don't like those first four games, though. Sometimes you can hit or miss with those. Next one is LSU versus Yale. As much as I know LSU's got issues, I don't think they'll be an issue at all. I think LSU will take care of business. I don't see them having any foreseeable issues. Next one is Louisville and Minnesota. I have Minnesota over Louisville. As much as I love Louisville, Minnesota will get them. Michigan State easily wins. So that's the first round of the East bracket. And Let's go with the West bracket right now, shall we? All right, the West bracket for the first round. Gonzaga over whoever they play. I'm not even sure who they're playing, FDU or PV, so we'll see. But Gonzaga will win. That's not a problem. Syracuse-Baylor, I thought about this, but Syracuse always makes runs, so Syracuse for the win. Here's my first upset, my first true upset. Marquette, Murray State. Murray State, Ja Morant, 25 a game, you got it. I don't think Marquette has the resume. I personally think Murray State will get the win. Another upset a lot of people will have, I don't, Florida State versus Vermont. I think Florida State's just too good. And even though they lost to Duke, everyone loses to Duke. So, it's all right. I got them moving on. Expect them to make a deep 16 run. That's a prediction right there. I think I had them. Yeah. Expect them to make a 16 run. My upset of the century. We'll cut to this later. But I have Buffalo over... I think Buffalo over St. John's. And ASU, I don't know. We'll see. If ASU gives them in, it could be a hard time. But I still have Buffalo. Texas Tech, Northern Kentucky. A lot of people were calling this another upset trap game. I agree, but I don't think it's going to happen. Texas Tech has good defense, and then they play in the Big 12. I like them. Nevada or Florida, that's just my pick that I think. Florida, despite being tough and brute and all that, I think Nevada is just somebody you have to watch. And then, of course, the last game before we move, before we move on to tomorrow's picks is Michigan-Montana. I got Michigan. So those are my picks for Tuesday. East and the West bracket. I'll do the South and the Midwest tomorrow. And then we will see how the games play out. And then I'll give you my reactions and whatnot. So that's it, guys. This is going to be the week. Enjoy.